our time with Uncaged.
Welcome to Topple Uncaged. I'm Steve Topple and you're locked on to the UK's hottest politics and music podcast. Each week, I bring you the rawest takes on the big stories making the news, always joined by a very special guest. Then, I pleasure your mind, body and soul with the freshest, most banging international music going.
Uncaged.
Definitely.
My guest on this week's podcast is a true visionary, I can tell you. Hailing from Jamaica, he has just dropped a fantastic EP, which serves as a brilliant introduction to this multi-talented artist. I could rave about this all day, actually. It's absolutely wonderful. Musically complex, lyrically profound, it gives a brilliant insight into not only his talents as a singer and songwriter, but also his philosophizing on the world. It is truly stunning, and he has worked with a legendary producer to boot in the process. I'm very pleased to introduce to you to the podcast, Visioneer. Visioneer, thank you so much for coming on. It's a stunning EP and I'm very, very excited to talk to you about it.
Yes, Steve, greetings, man. I'm here, man, with our pleasure. You know? Yeah.
It's great to have you on. Look, so you've released this 5-track EP, Soldier. I've listened to it and listened to it again. It is absolutely fantastic. I mean, the first thing that stood out for me was that you'd think it was going to be a straight kind of roots reggae EP. And it is in some respects. It's got a lot of reggae sensibilities. You've got the bubble pattern tickling away in sort of 4 of the 5 tracks. But moreover that, it's musically, it's actually really complex, and it's fascinating when you listen to it in depth. I mean, for example, take Bring Back Love, which is the opening track on it. It sort of stands out as roots. You've got the bubble pattern going on in the background. You've got the sax kicking it off with this sort of riff, which complements your own vocal riff lovely. But then you kind of move into a bit more soul-y territory, if you like. You've got a Hammond organ playing in the background nearly out of earshot, a bass guitar is doing an almost kind of R&B lick, and the backing vocals are kind of this soft kind of almost doo-wop. I mean, musically, that first track sums up the rest of the EP for me, because it is roots, but it's also much more diverse than that and much, much more complex. I mean, Visioneer, was it your intention from the start to do something musically more of a sort of diverse project than just do something that was completely straight roots? Did you want to mix it up musically? Was that always the plan?
We always mix it up, because it's like we have plenty of music and stuff, you know. So Altafan just came up with the idea that, you know, just put out an EP so the world can catch on to it, you know. Even though we have plenty of music in the studio, like more than 2-3 albums to come afterwards and stuff like that, you know. So these was just something that we say to give the world a heads up right now, you know. So we come up with the Soldier EP and then that's it.
And that's exactly, I mean, yeah, you've given a heads up completely. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. So you've got sort of a couple of albums worth of music sitting there?
Yes, man, there's plenty of music. Now is the time for Visioneer, you know, because we've been doing this for years and the music been there. So now we say we're going to promote something and try to get it to the world, you know. And that's definitely what we're doing right now.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to the rest of it. How did you get into music? Where did this journey start for you as not only a brilliant singer, we'll talk about your vocals later on, but also as a fantastic songwriter? How young were you when you got into music?
You know, it all got started like 15 years ago, you know, in the country, because in Jamaica I'm living in the country, like St. Elizabeth, you know. So just naturally get inspired at the and think that we're definitely going to do music now. Wasn't thinking of planning to do that, you know. Was wanting to be a soldier in the Babylon army and stuff, but then it's just a different inspiration, and they say, oh, it happened, you know.
Excellent. Well, it's amazing it did, because you do have a real talent which shines through on this album. I mean, and vocally, you're very interesting as well, because the EP shows a kind of full range of vocals there, because you've got, on the one hand, you've got this kind of rich kind of baritone, lower tenor voice, which shines through. And then in No Stopping, which I think is probably my favourite track off the EP, in No Stopping, you go into this really high tenor. It's amazing. You're like, you go from this baritone sort of singing a bit down here, and then you go into this really high tenor, and which a lot of male singers would struggle to reach some of the notes you do. I mean, did you always know you could sing? Is it something that's just been natural to you, or were you in a choir? How did you find out you had this vocal talent as well?
Basically, practicing day in, day out, you know. More you practice, the better you become, and I try to do the impossible with my talent, you know, like I would just try to sing like any sound I think of, you know, or a vision, you know, that's how it comes, like that, you know. So definitely with No Stopping, that track, it just like me get some herb from a brethren and take a dry weed, and then that just come, you know.
It's my favourite track. I love it. It's absolutely brilliant. Like I say, your vocals on it are great. Also, what stands out on the EP is the production values and the musical arrangement. I mean, it's top quality. It's absolutely brilliant. What also stands out with Soldier is that there's an overriding message throughout it as well. It's not just about the music, but it's also about the message behind each track. And there's almost a kind of, not storytelling, but there's a theme, and it's running through it. So again, you start off with Bring Back Love, which is kind of, you set out your position to the world. It's almost like a sort of song of devotion to Jah, if you like, almost, and where you stand in things. If You Don't Mind is a really interesting track lyrically again, because you listen to it and it feels like you're talking about people criticizing your relationship with a woman. But I mean, what I read into that is, for me, I took it more as a kind of broader commentary about your faith, your relationship with Jah, and the attitude of sort of people in Babylon, if you like, towards Rastafari and their faith. That's, like I say, it sounded like a song about a relationship. That wasn't the message I took from it. I'm going to sort of ask it outright. Was it more important for you to make a sort of lyrically and spiritually important album than a musically complex one? Was the message the most important thing for you?
Yes, the message is most important, definitely, because, you know, that's what will stay with people and forever, you know. So the message is definitely the most important thing, you know, because that's the substance, you know. That's the food for the mind, you know.
It is, yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, for me, that's always the best thing of the sort of revival and the roots movement, is what it's saying, because the world's in such a mess at the minute, Visioneer, that we need some sort of profound thinking, and we need artists like yourselves and other artists that are coming out of the roots revival movement with this message, because we need some sort of guidance, because we're in an absolute mess. I mean, on a positive note, you worked with legendary producer Anthony Senior on this album, who I've been chatting to him on WhatsApp. He's an absolute don. He's a star, great guy. I mean, how was it working with him on this? Because he's so well known in the reggae movement and the reggae scene coming out of Jamaica. What was it like to work with him?
You know, it was easy, because, you know, the chemistry is always there from our earlier days, you know, and thing. And like my country in Jamaica, He works in Kingston, but, you know, he always come to country because he has family there and stuff. So from a long time, I wanted to do a couple of tracks for him. And, you know, it was there, and he said he's going to give me like five rhythms so we could just feel them and do whatever. But when he gave me the rhythms, then instantly I said that I'm going to do everything. I'm going to do all five tracks, you know.
Wow.
So I didn't want to know the names of the rhythms, you know, because I don't like to know the names of the rhythms, because people sometimes they know the name of the rhythm, they try to make topics on the rhythm, and I don't do that. So whatever I feel, that's what I give to him, and man, it was magic, you know. Yeah.
It is magic. I'm quite interested, actually, when now you said that. So you don't ask for the name of the rhythm. It's like you say, is it because for you the lyrics and the content of the song come first? Is that the order you kind of create a song in, that you have the idea and the lyrics and the theme of the song, and then you do the music to it?
No. You see, with the rhythms now, sometimes I can just... vibing naturally and come up with a sound, make music, and then if I'm listening to the rhythm now, I try to let the rhythm tell me what to do and where to place my music. So these rhythms now, they're definitely what they're playing, that's what I'm singing, you know. Even Almighty Marley, I was just listening to rhythm and find myself worshiping in that kind of order, and you know, thinking about my grandmama, how she used to pray to, you know. Yeah. Dear kind of religious, she's Christian, but then Almighty Marley is like that, because I'm saying, like, with Marley here, the world would be better right now, you know, and before the words pass away, you know, the heaven and the earth will pass. So with Marley word, that's what keeping the people together, and if he was here till now, we would have a better place, you know. So definitely that's what we're saying on that record.
Yeah, and that's what comes across, and you're spot on. I mean, we're just led by, like, corporate politicians and corporations at the minute, and there's no one, when you kind of look across the world and look to people to aspire to and to guide us, they're kind of few and far between at the minute, aren't they? And you're right, the world could do with a Marley-like figure at the minute. I mean, I was interested to know as well, because the EP is called Soldier, and the final track on the EP is called Soldier, and I know it was inspired by Anthony Senior, who was a soldier. What was the meaning behind calling it Soldier and then having the last track Soldier? What was your thinking behind giving it that title and also doing the track around that?
All right. Soldier, it's the rhythm. When I got the rhythm now, I'm saying, like, I'm going to sing Soldier and this rhythm, you know. And by making it now, I remember Anthony was a soldier in the army and stuff like that. And then I was saying to the energy, call the rhythm, call it the album Soldier would be the ideal thing for we to do, you know. So, yeah, and Soldier is deep because... Like the life of a soldier and the sacrifice they have to make, you know, to do what they do, you know, and soldiers spend most of the time away from the families and stuff like that, and you know how they have to carry on, because on the field sometimes you can't get shower, food, whatever, and then sergeant would still come and you have to just make a hurry to salute and be on point and whatever, you know. So I bring everything across, you know. Roger that.
Yeah, Roger Wilco, yeah. No, it does, yeah. It's a brilliant final track. You do it all, you build it all in, and sort of every aspect of what you've just spoken about is covered in that track. It's brilliant. The whole EP is a stunning project, Visionary. It's absolutely, absolutely fantastic. And it fits really well into the kind of the current revival movement that is coming out of Jamaica. I mean, it's really taken off in the past sort of year. You had last year you had big releases from the likes of Kabaka Pyramid and Protégé, who obviously went on to be nominated for a Grammy. This year there's some stunning artists coming forward. I mean, loads I've had the privilege of chatting to, from Kumar, who used to be in Raging Fire, to Indy Allen. I had Zia Benjamin on last week. I've got Tara Harrison coming on next week. And your sound and your philosophy fits in perfectly to what is happening at the minute with the revival movement. I mean, how do you view it? How do you view the revival movement? Do you think it's in a really strong place currently? Is it just going to get better?
It's going to get better every day, you know, because the guidance is what the generation need, you know, to keep them focused and on point. So every day it's gonna get better and better, you know. Because music is really like a combination of stairs, you know. You get better, you go higher and higher, because no one can stay at the highest level. There is no highest level. You're gonna go higher and higher at the time. So it's definitely gonna get better, you know.
Yeah, I think I think it's going to be huge this year, and it's so important because all the artists have such important messages to get out there as well, which is what underscores the whole revival movement. I mean, it's fantastic. It's good to see it doing so well, and so much good stuff coming out of Jamaica. It's brilliant. And like I say, you fit in perfectly to that. I mean, so you've dropped 5-track EP, Soldier. We were literally talking on WhatsApp this afternoon, and you send me another new track across, which is... I'm going to listen to it after we've finished this. So that's like 6 tracks from you I've got to listen to now. What else has 2019 got in store for you? Because if you've got this massive catalogue of music still to be published, are you going to be releasing more music on top of the EP? Are you going to be touring? What are you doing for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I'll definitely be releasing more music. As we say, we have more than enough music to supply the people. You know, it's just that this track that I just sent you, Blood and Bread, it released today, you know. And this records, you know, that's from Switzerland, you know, on the journey with them, you know. It's a huge project, it's very deep, you know. So when you play that, then definitely the people will see that, yeah, this is different again, you know. And we're definitely looking forward for the people now to be reaching out to us, you know, and wanna bring us out there in the world to express our talent on shows, you know, like touring to the people and all of that, you know. So we're looking forward to that.
I'm really pleased to hear it, because I was so excited to listen to the EP, because it is absolutely fantastic, and it's been played lots of times already, and I've only had it a couple of days. It's a stunning piece of work. It's a stunning project, and you are a true talent, and it's great to see you coming out of the revival scene at the minute, and I really, really hope 2019 has lots of good things in store for you. For the minute, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. I really enjoyed that. Visioneer, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. That was great.
Thank you, Steve. You know, most appreciative of that, you know. And it's a pleasure. Anytime, every time, Virginia will be there, you know, to say the word. You know?
Don't tell me that, because you'll be coming back on again. Visioneer, thank you so much.
Yeah, man. You're welcome, man. Bless you.
Visioneer is great. What a nice guy, and what a talent as well. Trust, the EP is stunning, and here it is, as I said in my interview with him, one of my favourite tracks from his EP, Soldier, which is out now. Links to download it are in the show notes. This is the fantastic No Stopping. This is absolutely brilliant. This is No Stopping from Visioneer. And that's it. This very special music edition of Top Line Cage is done. I'd like to thank my fantastic guest, the incredible Visioneer. You can follow him on Twitter. It's at Mr_Visioneer. As always, behind the scenes, thanks to the love of my life, the gorgeous Nicola Jeffrey. Follow her on Twitter. It's at Nicola C. Jeffrey. My man in the booth, sound engineer Gav Pause. Follow him on Twitter. It's at Pause with the Z Radio. And my in-house singer, it's Ray Star Music. Follow her on Twitter. It's at Ray_Star113. Thank you to the Canary for uncaging me. I will see you very soon.
Uncaged.